Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, October 17th, 2019. On this day in 1907, Marconi began the first commercial transatlantic wireless service. In Berlin and Brandenburg, there are currently supply bottlenecks for medicine. Hundreds of drugs, including standard pharmaceuticals such as antihypertensives, painkillers, and antibiotics, are currently not available. As reported by RBB in Cottbus, for example, patients will have to do without around 280 different medications. The Federal Association of the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers, or BAH, calls the discount contracts with the insurers and the associated price pressure, among other things, as substantial factors for the problem. For cost reasons, many pharmaceutical companies have their medicines produced in emerging markets, such as China or India. If a problem arises in one of these factories, which supplies companies all over the world, bottlenecks can quickly occur. More and more often, pharmacies throughout Germany have to console their customers because a prescribed drug is neither in stock nor available at short notice. Fritz Becker, head of the German Association of Pharmacists, or the DAV, remarked in the health magazine Apotheken Umschau that, quote, "For German pharmacists, supply bottlenecks have been one of the biggest annoyances in everyday life for years, and the tendency is rising." For pharmacies, this is often associated with additional costs, because with shortages, the pharmacist is obligated to contact the prescribing medical practice in order to find an alternative solution. Every step, every futile attempt to order must be documented, and all of this costs time. Moreover, the pharmacist must also be concerned that, in the event of the slightest error, the insurance company will completely refuse to pay for the medication and that he or she will be left sitting on the costs. BAH spokesman Christoph Weingartner sees a duty on politicians to ensure that more active substances are produced in Europe. Meanwhile, DAV boss Becker demands more transparency from the pharmaceutical companies and better discount contracts from health insurance companies, adding, quote, "which not only take the lowest price into account, but also the security of the supply." Following threatening emails against politicians and authorities throughout Germany, the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office is looking for possible further participants in the crime. At the same time, according to senior prosecutor Dirk Feuerberg, the investigations against a 31-year-old man are drawing to a close. The 31-year-old suspect was arrested at the beginning of April and later transferred to a prison in Berlin. According to Feuerberg, he is under investigation for attempted use of coercion, disturbance of the public peace through threats of criminal offenses, and for providing instructions on how to commit a serious act of violence that endangers the state. The suspect is alleged to have downloaded instructions for building bombs from the internet. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office is conducting nationwide investigation into the emails, which are based on a right-wing extremist background. Letters had been signed with National Socialist Offensive and went to authorities in Brandenburg, Hamburg, Schleswig-Holstein, and Baden-Württemberg, threatening bombings, but also executions on the street. In the wake of the emails, town halls, railway stations, a tax office, and a kindergarten were evacuated. Explosives, however, were not found. In a second case, the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office is investigating mails sent by a so-called Staatsstreicherorchester, or coup orchestra. According to earlier statements by the Public Prosecutor's Office via the Berliner Morgenpost, a letter was also directed against the Berlin Public Prosecutor General, Margarete Koppers. The alleged group is said to have demanded 100 million euros in the cryptocurrency Monero and stated that failure to do so would result in a new terrorist group. According to investigators, the two cases involve several hundred threatening emails. Most recently, politicians received death threats after the murder of Kassel's district president, Walter Lübcke. In June, Foreign Minister Heiko Maas of the SPD called for more support for threatened politicians. The Berlin prosecuting authorities took the lead in the investigations after a joint agreement of the German public prosecutor's offices, quote, in order to bundle resources. After the terrorist attack in Halle, Berlin's police chief Barbara Slovic believes that technical solutions such as fences, alarm systems, and video technology to protect Jewish facilities in Berlin are necessary. She stated, quote, it's become clear that Jewish institutions, including kindergartens and schools, need highly professional protection, scaled according to the threat. Slovic went on to say that the protection must be technically guaranteed to a considerable extent, always supplemented by a personnel component, and that, quote, the salvation will not lie in setting up police forces everywhere. Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, Slovic is of the opinion that, quote, technical security offers a higher level of protection. Last Wednesday, a heavily armed anti-Semitic right-wing extremist tried to enter a synagogue in Halle, where more than 50 worshippers celebrated the Yom Kippur holiday. When this failed, he shot a passerby and a man in a kebab shop. According to the police, 55 facilities in Berlin are currently receiving protection, and 11 facilities had already been protected around the clock before the attack. Temporarily, the number had been increased to 16. 11 other facilities are guarded by emergency forces during their open hours, while the remaining mobile forces are said to pass by frequently throughout the day. Per police reporting, two young people in Schöneberg were robbed by a group of men on e-scooters. The two 15-year-old victims claimed to have been beaten by five young men who were riding and driving on three electric scooters. The police announced on Wednesday that the teens had refused to hand over their valuables despite threatened violence. The perpetrators were, however, able to steal money and high-quality headphones on Tuesday evening and then fled on the scooters and on foot. The two teens suffered slight bruises on their heads at the intersection of Winterfeldstrasse and Habsburgerstrasse. Berlin Briefing will follow up on the details regarding this crime and anything similar as details emerge. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org. Follow us on social media or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.